saw just the skillfulness of how a monastery like this comes into fruition. The years of you know, monks and nuns coming out, visiting California, coming to the Bay Area, Posumedo. And then I'm not going to try and list every name, but, you know, in particular, Ajahn Amaro coming out for various periods of time, staying in the Bay Area, staying. He didn't just come out here and stay off in the forest those first times. He stayed in the city, stayed in the Bay Area, you know, for various lengths of time, getting longer and longer. And then the Vihara out in Novato, in Marin, in 94-95. I can't remember exactly how long it lasted, but it was during 94-95. That was when I first connected with the group here in California. I was out here quite a lot that year, building foundation and getting you know, people really, you know, really that interest. Oh, this is what we really want here. So then this place opens up, and look, and here again, I mean, it's amazing. You know, you look at the photographs, and I love those series of photographs that were all taken from pretty much the same spot, you know, like up on the hill or from over there. You know, and you see, you know, the way it just sort of filled in, sort of a sort of slow time lapse. But here again, those are the buildings, and they're crucial. I mean, it's really important. Buildings are important, you know, to be able to have shelter. Shelter from the cold, shelter from the heat, shelter from the wind. We need to have, you know, infrastructure. That was a word that was used earlier today. But it's the Dhamma Vinaya infrastructure that's being used, that which was laid down by the Buddha, and using that. And so that we use the land and use the buildings, but it's community. So this lovely word Sangha. And there's various ways that the word Sangha can be used, but in this instance, I'm going to really just say community, community. And community doesn't necessarily mean that we have to live in, you know, a group necessarily. We can have community and still live on our own, but community is so important. And we said that really it can hold us. Not to cling to it, not to grasp to it, but to use it, you know, and there are things to be held on to. It's like the image I like to use is climbing a ladder. You know, yeah, hang on tight when it's appropriate and let go when it's appropriate. You know, certain things hang on to. Our vinaya, our, the discipline, the rules. If somebody says, well, if you want to really prove you're letting go, why are you holding on to your rules? Because they're useful. I'm not going to just, you know, there is, I think it's Sajjan Jayasaro, hopefully I'm not misquoting him, you know, holding on with wisdom, holding on with wisdom. So the way this community, and I'm speaking about the community, the lay community, the monastic community, you know, establishing something like this, in particular this monastery, the care and attention of building foundations of community, of people. And yes, I mean, I watched a lot of these buildings being built. Yeah, the careful attention to the foundations, the concrete, the steel, and all of these things, but all so that we can use the foundations of the teachings. And that's up to us. It's up to us to take care of buildings, but to nourish our practice, to nourish community,